I like being a pet. Except for the vet part.
Oh, you know it.
A dinosaur would make a very good pet, don't you think?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, a pet gets to do whatever they want, and you have to look after them, right?
You have to take good care of them and keep them safe.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, I like that.
Oh.
And sometimes you have to rescue them.
Huh? Rescue?
Caillou was having fun pretending to be a lion tamer. The only problem was, he couldn't get his lion to cooperate.
Come on, Gilbert, jump! Like this! Ta-da! Oh! You are.
Caillou was a little scared by the dog, but Gilbert was much more afraid.
Gilbert! Come down, Gilbert! The doggy's gone now! Look! It's your favorite Mousy Mouse!
He was so high up in the tree, Caillou worried that Gilbert might fall.
Oh, no! Daddy, help!
This ladder isn't tall enough to reach Gilbert.
We have to get him down.
And we will. But we have to get help from someone with a taller ladder.
Caillou sure was excited to see the firefighters in their big red truck.
Eric? Is that you?
It sure is. Hey! Long time no see.
You know my daddy?
Caillou was impressed that Daddy knew a firefighter.
I sure do. Your dad and I used to play together when we were kids. My name is Eric. What's yours?
Caillou.
It's nice to meet you, Caillou. Now, let's get your kitty down from the tree. Okay, Stacy, let's set the ladder up. We'll have him down in a jiffy.
You don't mind if I borrow this, do you? Thanks. There you are, Gilbert. Come here. Look what I've got.
Caillou was amazed at how high the fire truck ladder could go. Up, up, up. He could never climb as high as Stacy could.
Gotcha.
Yay! Gilbert!
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Can I look inside the truck?
I have a better idea. Why don't you come to the fire station for a tour? If that's okay with your daddy.
Can we?
That would be fun.
Can we ride in the truck?
No problem.
Yay!
That one rings the fire bell on top of the truck. Go ahead, Caillou. Push it.
I can do it myself, Daddy.
Caillou wanted to be a big boy and get out of the truck like his father and Eric. But it wasn't as easy as he thought.
It's a little too far down, Caillou. Let me help you.
This is where we keep our coats and boots. It's important to have them ready so we can move quickly in an emergency.
These boots are really big and heavy.
Why don't you try one on for size?
Maybe you're not quite big enough to fill a firefighter's boots.
Yet. It's also very important to keep the truck in tip-top shape at all times. I see Sparky has given you the official fire station welcome.
What's a doggy doing here?
Sparky works here. He's a fire dog. He sniffs out fires to make sure that we've put them all out. This is Sparky's favorite game. Why don't you play with him, Caillou?
When we're upstairs and the alarm goes off, we just slide down this pole and presto, we're ready for action.
It's really high.
Oh, you get used to it. When I first started, I found it a bit scary. But you know, with a little practice, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've gotta go. Duty calls. Come back soon. I think you have a little firefighter on your hands.
Caillou thought the pole seemed awfully high. He wasn't so sure he could ever slide down that pole, but Daddy knew the perfect place for Caillou to practice.
Whee! Ta-da!
Very good. Keep up the practice and you'll be a firefighter in no time.
Gilbert, firefighter Caillou will rescue you. See, I saved you. Aren't you glad I'm a firefighter?